You know what time it is.
It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
All right, just a couple of stories that caught my attention on the news today.
You're always in there.
And yes, it's my world. But this is all DMV stories today, right? And some good news and some, you know, unifying news and all that. Well, here's the unifying part. Attorneys general from the whole DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, they've banded together to tell the federal government that these limits you're trying to put on food stamps is basically inhumane, right? Exactly. They've joined forces because they are fighting this proposed change that would limit the ability to extend food stamp benefits beyond 3 months for some people.
Oh, that's not good. That's
three
not
months.
Good because there are people who are in situations.
3 months. That's not nothing. Good. And here is this coded language that was put out by Sonny Perdue, the agriculture secretary. Mm. He says, this is about restoring the original intent of food stamps. Here's the part. Moving more able-bodied Americans to self-sufficiency.
Mm-mm.
Really? Really?
It actually was age-dependent children. Actually, you're not accurate on that, Mr. Perdue. And you will be not getting our chicken money this week. Thank
you. Well, look, so D.C.'s attorney general has called it unlawful, and he says that it would deprive residents of needed nutrition, you know? But it's like, why would you? It's very unkind, in
very
my
unkind.
Opinion. Okay. All right. Let's move on to better news then. So we all saw their somber march, right, when the articles of impeachment were delivered. Well, the black woman with the white coat on that was doing it, like, with the blazer, her name is Cheryl Johnson, and she's a Howard University law student.
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was Condoleezza Rice. What was she doing there?
No. She's actually the House clerk.
No. I did not know. Go ahead, girl.
Yes. So she led that silent. It was a somber procession. It went through all the iconic locations within the Capitol. But, HBCU graduates doing big things.
It was somber because ain't nothing going to happen.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was somber.
Mark the downer.
Ain't a damn thing gonna happen. That's why it was somber.
Okay. One more time. You got it out your system? One more time. No. Because I want to end with some good news. So this man that I'm about to tell you about, he did not read his first novel until he was 17 years old. He's gone on to write 13 books, and he has just been named, out of Prince George's County, Maryland, the Library of Congress's National Ambassador for Young People's Literature.
Wow, amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
His name is Jason Reynolds, and growing up in Oxon Hill, and he just said that he didn't really, you know, books didn't reflect his whole experience and whatever, but now he's gone on to inspire others. So that's what we love.
All about inspiration.
No downers on that, right, Mark Clark?
Yes. Hey, don't call me the downer king. I just had a couple observations.
Okay, we like it. Coming up, we got to ask Allison.
I can't wait.